This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Man, how many of you know about that one-eyed dog he sings about? It's what they call a double entendre. If you know, let me know you know. Good Saturday morning, and welcome to the opening day of the West Zone of the duck season here in the state of Louisiana. I got a came in late last night, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries flyover report, and, well, I got to tell you, it's not real good looking. I'm going to hit some of the highlights, and we'll get into it a little bit more in detail later on, but I wanted to catch you duck hunters if you're on your way. I would say, for the most part, keep your expectations low. Not only this high water we're going to talk about, too, going to scatter birds around. Not very cold. We didn't get a whole lot of cold fronts ahead of this to push any birds in. And the flyover report from the department reflects that. The opening statement says, the 2024 November survey estimate of 510,000 ducks in Louisiana's coastal region and the Little River Basin is again the lowest on record. 12.7% lower than last November's previous record low, which was 584,000. And we'll get specifically into some of the bright spots, which are few, but there are some. And, of course, the lowlights of how drastically our waterfowl populations have changed over the last 10 years. So you duck hunters, stick around for that. And, yes, because the hunting seasons are here across the Gulf Coast, so we have a young lady who recorded a song about wanting to go deer hunting. We're going to air her song and talk with Emmy Taylor-Vallow more about her motivation to hunt and the future of her singing and acting careers. And, as always, if you had a successful fishing or maybe a hunting trip this week, we'd like to include your report with those from our field reporters, our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message along with your questions and comments at 504-260-1870. It comes real time in here to the studio. Also, if you're going to be with us throughout the program, this morning's your lucky day. I have for you the story of three men who thought using possums as footballs and posting the video on social media was really cool. Well, it has earned them the distinction of being this week's Bad Boys of the Outdoors. And just for a programming note, Bad Boys going to be a little early this morning. We're going to do our Bad Boys at about 5:30, so it's coming up early for you. Your coastal marine forecast, I'm kind of wondering about the accuracy. According to yesterday and early this morning, they got some gale warnings up, but I think that may be for much further out in the Gulf than along the coast. Was calling for winds 25 to 30 knots, 8 to 11-foot seas offshore on the interior lakes and bays. East winds 12 to 20 knots, and that's pretty choppy and A lot of times the east wind that strong for any consistent length of time presents some flooding problems, roadways and that type of thing. And we'll be checking in down in Lower St. Bernard Parish with Glenn Sanchez filling in for Robbie Campo this morning and get an update on the situation there as well as fishing reports for you. Average tide range 1.2, but you can kind of throw that out the window. There's going to be more tide than most people are going to want to deal with if you're in the coastal area. Scattered showers, well, only about 30% today, going up to 70% tomorrow. And again, for you duck hunters, there's going to be lots of water in the tidal areas that scatters the birds, which are already at a fairly low population, except for a couple of areas. And we'll tell you where those hot spots are going to be located if you'll stay with us. So bring your phone, turn your phone on, listen to us on the live stream if you're headed into the duck blind. Some pretty interesting observations were made when the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries aerial surveys were taken earlier this week and last week. All right, we'll be back to do all of that stuff we talked about right after this three-minute pause, where you are listening to the show that's been entertaining you, keeping you awake, and sending you on your way to the duck blinds and the fishing hole for the last 35 years. It's kind of a new show. We'll see if it sticks on and stays around. You might want to tell your hunting and fishing buddies if they don't know about it. Tune it in every Saturday morning, 5 to 7. It's called The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, if you are a regular listener of this program, about this time every Saturday morning for a number of years, we heard from Robbie Campo at Campo's Marine in Shell Beach. Robbie's back up at the deer hunting camp in Kentucky, so we go even further back than that. A guy who did these fishing reports for us for many, many years when he had the marina down in Hopedale and knows a lot about St. Bernard fishing. Glenn Sanchez joins us. Glenn, good morning. Always great to talk to you, my friend.
Good morning, Don. How you doing?
Good, good. First thing I want to know, stiff east winds. We've had this for a while. We're going to get some more of it. What's the road conditions down in St. Bernard? Is everything high and dry as far as getting to the marinas at Delacroix and Hopedale and Shell Beach?
Yeah. I just talked to somebody. They said they didn't have any problems coming down Florisson, and that's going to be the main place that you're going to get water first is on Florisson. And we good. They got a little water on the dock right now, about 4 or 5 inches on the dock, but it's not really bad. The duck hunters are going to have a tough time because the ducks are going to be all over the marsh.
Yeah, they'll be scattered what ducks are there. And, of course, they get their early starts. Glenn, you've been fishing down there an awful long time and talking to a lot of people who fished out of your marinas. When the water gets up like this time of the year, what is the best advice you can give people on where to go and what techniques to use?
Well, first you're going to have to get in the marsh and try and get some land behind you so you can hide a little bit, cast with the wind. Look for some a current line, you know, and find a current line. Fish on both sides of it, see if you can find anything. You know, a lot of times they're going to be right on the outside of it. If they're not there, move to the next turn in the canal or something and try a bunch of spots until you figure it out. And, you know, sometimes they're on the top, sometimes they're on the bottom. Sometimes they want it fast, sometimes they want it slow. You just kind of have to work it and figure it out sometimes.
Glenn, as far as the tide, we got a pretty good tide range over a foot, and we got the stiff wind. When the tide's at its maximum incoming and the wind pushing it too, there's going to be a lot of water moving. Under those conditions, do you suggest fishing the back ends of ponds where that water kind of backs up and maybe pushes the bait back there, or maybe on some of the turns where it's coming around?
Well, the back ends of the ponds, the turns, and like I said, the current line, that's where they hang more than anything. And, you just need to go out there and look for them sometimes. And, you know, we're catching plenty of fish. You just can't keep them because they 12 and 12 and three quarters. And, you know, next year or just in a few months, it's going to be plenty of fish for everybody because I can go out and catch 50, 60 fish by myself. You can only keep 15.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's
they're going to catch up.
And good advice for people to take every little bit of care they can to keep those fish healthy and return them to the water alive so that, because they grow fast and we should have an abundance of those legal fish for next year. The other thing I wanted you to mention, what's the gnat report down there? You know, when you get with these warm conditions and what is considered wintertime now, those little guys come out. But the wind might overtake them.
Yeah, they were out last week when it was calm. I don't know if they can deal with this wind too much, but let me tell you, when I come out in this marsh, I don't come out here in short pants on short sleeve shirts in this time of year. And I'll see people do it all the time. It's like, you need to come out here covered up, because if they decide to come out and eat you, you don't have a choice but get eaten.
Yeah. And you can bring some sprays and lotions. There's a few good ones out there. But, the thermocells really don't work, because if you move in an open area, the way that thing works, right, it builds up that intensity in the air right around you. If you're sitting in a closed-in deer box, that's fine, or even a duck blind, but not on an open moving boat when you're running a trolling motor.
No, not at all, no. But, the main thing is just cover up. And, a lot of people, they don't realize it. If the gnats are really bad and you're all covered up and your hands are still out there, put some latex gloves on, and they can't bite through the latex. And you can do anything you want. You can feel everything you're doing with the gloves, but they can't bite your hand.
Glenn, one thing we want to remind people, too, duck season's opening up. There's going to be people out there setting up in some of the interior ponds. If you see somebody duck hunting, or you see some ducks that don't seem to be swimming, their decoys, avoid it. Don't go in on somebody when they're duck hunting. We don't want any confrontations between hunters and fishermen.
No, that actually the fishermen should wait a little while, let the duck hunters get their morning shots, and then go launch their boats, and then they can run up some ducks for the fishermen again, and they can get some more shots.
There you go. It can actually work in their favor. Glenn, I had somebody that was asking to put out a few Thanksgiving recipes this morning. You got one that you do on the green egg. I think you do it on a green egg, or your smoker, and it's that that roast that you do. Tell people about that. It's pretty simple, where you put it on and leave it all day and come back. Man, that thing falls apart. And it's a pretty... nothing's inexpensive at the grocery, but as things go, it's a pretty cheap piece of meat.
Yeah, well, that's the Boston butt. It's about $15, $16, and I'll make my own rub with a lot of garlic and, pepper and onions and everything, mix it all up, and brown sugar. And then I'll put it on the green egg, and I'll sit it on there for about 15 hours. And I'll check it every now and then. I'll put a little bit more brown sugar and maybe squirt some Sprite on it, make a glaze. It's fabulous.
And what temperature do you cook it at?
225 for about 15 hours. And the fat melts away, and it's just got the smoke throughout the whole piece of meat. It's delicious.
Ooh, you're making me hungry. A Boston butt a la Glenn Sanchez. Love it. Glenn, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Hope y'all catch some fish whenever you get a chance to get out, and we'll be talking to Robbie when he gets back in next week.
Sure enough, and everybody stay safe, because, you can mess up out there if you're not careful, so stay safe.
Absolutely.
And this time of year, bring some dry clothes in the boat in case somebody was to fall overboard.
Yep, we're getting close to that hypothermia season. Even though the air temperature feels a little warm, or you get wet and you're running and it's windy, a different situation. Always good advice.
So, all right, Don, y'all have a great one.
You too, buddy. Thank you for your report. Glenn Sanchez filling in for Robbie Campo. All right, we come back after this. You duck hunters, if you're getting ready to launch the boat and head on out to the blind, turn your phone on and listen to us on the live stream at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, because I'm going to get into detail about this duck hunting report that the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries put out just late last night. We'll give that to you. Talk about your text messages. Send us one, 504-260-1870. Fishing reports, questions, comments. It's all welcome every Saturday morning right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, if you are a West Zone, which is a little bit confusing because the West Zone of Louisiana extends all the way from the far western part of the state, Lake Charles and the Texas state line, all the way to Venice, Louisiana, which is the entire coastal zone is what they really should call it. That is the West Zone. It opens up this morning, duck hunters. Today, this morning is your day. Normally, opening day is one of the best. Unfortunately, conditions, it's probably not going to happen for you. As I mentioned earlier, the 2024 November survey is the lowest on record, 510,000 ducks. It was 584. Last year, we have broken that record. The breakdown on what you might see if you headed out there, zero mallards were counted in this whole month, not one single mallard. And, I can remember as a young guy, we had lots of mallards in Louisiana. None were counted. Model ducks last year were 19,000, this year 15,000. The gray duck, which has become kind of the bread and butter duck, especially on the southeastern marshes, they are down to 87,000 this month. And last year, during this month, it was 137,000. They are 79.2% lower than the 10-year average. What a trend. Green-winged teal, last year we had 51,000. This year, 26,000. They are down 81.5% over the 10-year average. Blue-winged teal, one of the bright spots. They are up this year, but very small percentage, 3.8%. The 2024 estimate was 229,000. There are a lot of blue-winged teal. That is mostly what you're going to encounter this morning. There were 154,000 last year. Spoonbills, light, 19,000. Last year we had 81,000. That's another bird that is well down over 10 years, minus 77.3. The ringnecks, which a lot of people enjoyed lots of last year, 37,000. They only counted 2,000 this year. They are down nearly 100% over the 10-year long-term average. So as duck hunting goes, it used to be a waterfowl sportsman's paradise. Not so much anymore. It's a trend has been downward for many, many years. That's not to say there's not some bright spots. There's going to be areas where there's going to be concentrations of birds and other areas where they're very slim. In southwest Louisiana, the report said the marsh conditions are good. In fact, most of coastal Louisiana, we didn't have any serious tidal surges or hurricanes or tropical storms. The aquatic plant species are pretty good. The problem is just no ducks. And what we need is some brutal cold fronts to drive them down. The best areas would be the rice region around Lake Arthur, Klondike, Pecan Island, and Gaydon. In southeast Louisiana, where they had 107,000 ducks, the water conditions were average. The vegetation is abundant. The submerged aquatic vegetation is good at the mouth of the Atchafalaya. The marsh quality south of Houma is favorable, yet those ringnecks were largely absent. I am getting reports that there are a lot of coots or poldhu on the southeastern part of the state. Generally, they're down there around that Atchafalaya and Houma area. They're not there. The mouth of the Mississippi River, again, as many years, most years, they have the most ducks, and you're going to see a lot of pintails and blue-winged teal this year. There's also a lot of ducks were in the Delacroix marshes, mostly blue wings, and those whistling ducks. And those are two areas we're going to get reports from live from the duck blinds this morning. We're going to check in with Mike Smith, LouisianaDuckHunts.com in Delacroix. Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, he'll be down in the Plaquemines Parish on the way to the mouth of the river, so hopefully they'll have some good reports for us. I know they both had pretty fair teal seasons, especially there in Delacroix. I made a hunt with Mike, and we limited out pretty quickly down there. All right, Little River Basin, the water's good around that Catahoula Lake area. Again, maybe the count there was for the Little River area. Let's see what they had. They had a total of, pretty slim. You know, they had about, 141,000 ducks all across that those areas there. All right, so the season opens up today for the West Zone. And one very important thing, model ducks are off limits this year for the first 15 days, both zones, east and west. And then after the first 15 days, you're allowed one model duck per day per hunter. This first segment of the West Zone is going to remain open till December the 8th, and there's another split on December 21st at Christmas week, and that will go through New Year's and wrap up on January 5th. And then the last split will be on Saturday, January 18th, till the last day, which will be January 31st. The duck season over in the East Zone will open next weekend, goes through December 1st. They only have two splits. And that will reopen on Saturday, December the 14th, and run through January 26th. Both zones, zero on the model ducks for the first 15 days, and then one for the remaining 45 days of those 60-day seasons. Changes next year, yep, you're going to see a shorter teal season, I believe, and maybe some tighter restrictions on some of these other birds where the numbers are down over those 10-year averages. All right, so there it is. A few bright spots, a lot of lowlights in the waterfowl and duck hunting. Let me know what you're seeing in your duck pond. You can text us at 504-260-1870 if you did any scouting. What did you see? We also welcome your fishing reports, your comments, and your questions. And coming back after this, an early airing of our Bad Boy of the Outdoors, a special treat for those of you who don't get to stay with us to the second hour. You'll hear three guys that, they had a little problem distinguishing a football from a possum, and they're in trouble, and they're our bad boys. Their story's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, taking a look at the current wind speeds. Down to Southwest Pass, a due east wind at 28 knots, and although inland, the further in you get, it drops off pretty drastically. They're reporting only a 3-knot wind over at Pascagoula and 8 at Biloxi, 5 in Slidell. That's a northeasterly wind. And a lakefront in airport in New Orleans, 13 knots out of the due east. Terrebonne Bay and Galliano, pretty light, under 10 knots. So we'll see. We'll check in with Darrell Carpenter down on the Grand Isle. Looks like the closer you venture out into the Gulf, the higher those winds get. Forecast, of course, is much worse than that. But we'll see. Looks like Raphael's not going to present hardly any problems other than some high tide conditions and maybe some winds for the next couple of days. Today, the rain, not so quite so bad, about 30% chance, 70% for tomorrow. All right, we got an early edition of the Bad Boys, and it's coming up next, right after we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Sergeant Harvey Pierce began an investigation back on October the 17th when he got a complaint about an animal cruelty video that was circulating on social media. The video was taken on October 14th near Manny, and showed Joshua Rivers driving a truck at night with his headlights on, lighting up a possum in a field, with Cole Sattler kicking and stomping the possum to death while Hayden Spahn was the cameraman recording the event. Pierce arrested the trio on aggravated cruelty to animals and for illegally hunting possums and booked them into the Sabine Parish Detention Center. If convicted, facing maximum criminal fines of up to, get this number, $25,500 and up to 10 years in jail, a 21-year-old Cole Sattler of Belmont, 25-year-old Hayden Spahn of Pleasant Hill, and 29-year-old Joshua Rivers of Zowali, Louisiana, are bad boys of the outdoors. You know, you might say, so what's the big deal? That's very strict punishment for one dead possum that we're not going to miss. Well, that's a lot different from, you know, shooting or trapping any animal. And, you know, I would say the larger problem is not so much with the result of the crime of the loss of a possum, but maybe with the mental state of mind of these alleged perpetrators. Maybe there's some signs there of some serious mental problems. And, you know, there is some evidence out there that younger people who exhibit cruelty to animals later on exhibit violence and crimes against humans. I'm sure the judge, if he's thinking when he's sentencing these three characters, might even prescribe some mandatory psychiatric evaluation to be done. You know, and 21, 25, and 29, these are not kids. These are not teenagers. And, again, it shows the ignorance to put it on social media. You know, two things that lead to a lot of our cases, and any wildlife and fishery enforcement agent will tell you nowadays, things have changed. You find a lot of this comes to you on social media. There it is, the date, the time, the place, the characters, all the evidence you need for a conviction. And then the other thing is the bragging. You know, they got to tell people about it, you know. And, of course, one other factor, there's so many more people now who are concerned citizens, and they make it so easy with the TIPS hotline, the Operation Game Thief, where when someone observes it, you can report it, get all the details, descriptions, license plates, time, place, location, and just simply make that call. And you hear me talk about how much money is awarded. You can receive, you know, up to thousands of dollars in rewards if your information leads to conviction. And they do it in a way where you remain completely anonymous. They're not going to ask you your name. They're not going to trace who you are. And they reward you. They get you your cash, money, if you so decide to accept that, in a way that you keep your anonymity and no one ever knows who you are. There's some people that kind of have a little part-time job doing that in nailing bad boys of the outdoors. And, you know, we got them every week. It's usually a tough decision sometimes to pick which one we put on, because there's so many of them doing it, and I think that's also a tribute to the great job. We've just got to really, when you look at the size of this state and the scope of what they have to manage, offshore, inshore, saltwater, freshwater, every type of game from turkey to rabbits, and we've really just got a handful of enforcement agents, and they need all the help they can get, and the public certainly fills that in. And when you got geniuses like this who put their crimes document it and put it online and for the whole world to see, that even makes it a little bit easier. All right, we come back after this, give you some fishing information I got if you want to do some freshwater fishing. Also, got some other information to tell you about, and I got some more reports coming up. Your text messages at 504-260-1870. A lot of you did get the one-eyed dog story. We'll tell you about that if you don't know when we come back on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, if you are into freshwater fishing or maybe want to try it, got some good reports in this week, especially for those white perch, crappie, sockeye, all the same fish, different names. The basin over there, Lake Verrett area, has been very good. Grassy Lake, Bayou Sorrel, Bayou Pigeon, all those areas producing some nice catches of big, juicy sockeye. So if you're so inclined and you want to make a switch from saltwater, give it a try. I think you'll enjoy it. Usually you can get out of the wind. It's not open areas like you're finding. Of course, fish structure, and use those little jigs or shiners, and you might end up with some what I consider the tastiest fish that swims is the sockeye, which is French for a sack of milk, and a lot of you knew that. All right. Also, if you were tuned in last week, you heard a song from a young lady, very young lady named Emmy, called I Want to Hunt. Well, we're going to play it again coming up right after the top of the hour. And she's going to be joining us right near the end of the show to tell us about her hunting experiences and also maybe a possible career as a singer. Very talented young lady, and you'll hear from her. And if you want to send us a text and a comment, it's always welcome at 504-260-1870. I'm sure I'm not the only one that gets these wayward text messages. This one came in first. It says, I'm so embarrassed I took your apron. That was not meant for this text, but it got here, and those wayward texts happen. This one was intended. And we got a lot of you, when I mentioned the one-eyed dog, it's a bull-eye or a headlight, which was used to shine rabbits and deer. Peter Cote Tommy says, as a young boy growing up, I thought that was the only way to hunt rabbits. And back in the day, a lot of us did, because we really didn't know any better. Our mentors, it was just things that was done. It wasn't, it was illegal, but it was just the way that things were done back then. And now, I look at now the younger generation, they wouldn't think of doing that. And, you know, and that's a good thing. The match director's checking and says, a one-eyed dog is the old Q-beam spotting lamp. And here's one from our Ohio listener where it's getting chilly. The geese are moving up there, so y'all watch out for the geese. And they say one-eyed dog is a shiner, a flashlight. Stay well. Let us have some Thanksgiving recipes. What'd you think about Glenn Sanchez's Boston butt? Man, I tell you, I have sampled that, and I actually cooked it. A wonderful piece of meat. Inexpensive, too, as far as meat goes. All right, we got Wingbone over in Wilmer, Alabama. He's working steadily on those Wingbone turkey calls. And we got the Backstrap Stacker. He's in Clark County, Alabama. Next weekend, youth gun season in Bama. They're getting ready and hoping for some rain over there. A little bit they got last week isn't enough. Hopefully the forecast rain for tomorrow shows up. Have a great day, everyone. And we got this. Glenn Sanchez's Boston butt is hashtag fat boy approved. We know who that is. We'll be talking to him a little bit later on. He's also a gourmet cook, too. All right, please repeat the live stream address. That is Don, the Outdoors Guy, GUY.com. And you can find it right there. All right, here's one that says, how soon do you get to your topwater morning spot before sunup? Been hitting them, but they stop like a switch at little light. That's from Old Dog. I think the light certainly has something to do with it. You want to be there as early as you can. The surface wave height. You know, if you got flat water, I found that they hit those top waters so much better. And generally, you're going to get your lightest winds right before daylight, so right at daylight. And, yeah, they can stop as soon as they start. And sometimes it just depends. I've had them hit throughout the day with a little bit of chop on the top. But I tell you, that's my favorite artificial bait is a topwater bait, whether it's for bass or for speckled trout and reds. Big E wants to know, are the slimy sugs for saltwater or freshwater? They were originally designed as a freshwater bait, but they're actually a dual bait. It work either fresh or salt, and that's the bait that Ryan Lambert loves so much, those big old slimy slugs. Here's one says, good morning, Don. I'm not a hunter, but enjoy listening to your shows every Saturday as I head to my job in the golf business. The duck population numbers are startling. Can you provide an explanation for the decline? Always learn something when I listen. Thanks. Well, that's a real compliment. If you don't hunt and fish and you listen to the show and find it interesting, that tells me I'm doing my job. As far as the decline in ducks, we could spend 30 minutes talking about it, but to sum it up, give you the Cliff's Notes, a lot of reasons. One, loss of habitat down here. Coastal erosion has not provided the habitat they need. There's a thing called short stopping, where the law has now allowed people to grow crops and flood them with water, which putting crop in water is illegal. But if you grow it and flood it, it's legal, and that has caused ducks to stop coming here. And we haven't had as many hard, cold winters as we've had in the past. And I think that because we've had these long seasons and high limits for so many years, I think that also contributes. All those factors, but there's no doubt about it. Duck hunting, particularly here in South Louisiana, is not what it used to be. Butch, the Wyclosky Bridge tender, says the water's coming up a bit on that Florissant Highway. It's at the top of the canal, and they have some on the road near the bridge. So y'all watch that water if you're headed down in those coastal areas. Here's one said, I lost a little friend on Bayou Bonfica 49 years ago by a gun not on safety. I'll never forget my buddy Bill. Ask the guys hunting with kids and friends, be careful, load up in the blind in front of the decoys. Don't forget the snacks in the blind. God bless my old Springer Spaniel. Chevis and my buddy Bill, that's from Big Mike on Bayou Liberty, keeping memories. Yep, can't bring up enough gun safety reminders, particularly in the duck blind. I can recall some very tragic instances that occurred. All right, I got some more text messages coming in. We'll get to those later, but right now we've got a break to take, and coming back, we'll check in with Darrell Carpenter at Grand Isle, find out what's happening there on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we got some text to get to from Dr. Dan, the River Rat, Jay Bull and his crew, Ben from Mississippi, and also Old Man Sam and some others. We'll get to those. But first, we got this guy, Darrell Carpenter from Grand Isle. Darrell, what's the wind down there, man? I'm getting some mixed forecasts. You know, some calling for gale force warnings, but I'm looking at the current wind speeds and doesn't look that bad. What are you getting down there?
Well, but Don, it's been doing that 25, 30 knots during the day, and, you know, at night it kind of drops off a little bit. It's, according to the wind gauge, it's about 10, 12 miles an hour right now. But, you know, but like I said, during the day, once that sun comes up and you get that atmosphere mixing, it's been jumping up to 25, 30. It's, water is extremely, extremely high. I mean, you can tell we got a storm close by. A lot of the side streets are flooded. You know, just, it's a little bit of adversity going on, but it's going to get windy again today, I'm sure. That storm's still hanging right off our coast out there.
Well, if somebody's just got to go fishing today and then they're going to watch the LSU-Alabama game tonight, what advice would you have for them when you got high water and high winds this time of year? What are some suggestions and tips?
Well, you know, Don, especially with the anticipation that wind's going to pick up, if you're going to get out there, go ahead and get out there early so you can get across those bays and get to the marsh, and then all you got to do is fight it coming back. Otherwise, this is the time of the year that when we have conditions like that, we seriously think about go ahead, you know, trailering up to Leeville and launching, you know, some of those more protected waters. Leeville launch, the public launch at Leeville, the public launch at Fouchon, both of those will give you, they're right close by, and they give you more protected water so you don't have to run across those big wide open bays. Other than that, Don, I mean, the one or two days that we had this week that the wind actually laid down, I guess it was day before yesterday, I think it was, the wind laid down to like 4 miles an hour. The gnats showed up, and they're out in force. And the speckled trout are still everywhere. When it does come down, I mean, right now you're going to have to concentrate in that marsh, work, you know, current points, current lines, oyster reefs in the marsh itself. And you're going to have to probably, you know, go through a bunch of small fish depending on what you sit down on top of. And when I, you know, when I say small, we're definitely feeling the effects of that 13-inch for the fall anyway, because a lot of those fish are just over 12. And, you know, it's just our typical smaller fish for the fall whenever you got to retreat in that marsh. But other than that, you just got to stick and move. Keep working. Keep working, you know, just current point after current point, oyster reef after oyster reef. And it ain't going to take you long to put 15 together.
Darrell, would you say that the speckled trout have made the complete full transition to the interior marsh, or there's still some hanging out around the bays that have got to move in yet?
No, there's still some nice fish hanging out on the lower bays. It's just, you know, the problem is when you get one of these rare late-season storms, the problem is trying to get to them. The water still has been, I mean, it's been cleaning up amazingly fast. We've got a whole lot of fresh ocean water coming in, Gulf water coming in. So it's going to clean up real good. When this storm does pass and these winds, the tides start to retreat, that's when, you know, you're going to see a little bit of movement. You're going to see a whole lot of shrimp coming out of that marsh, where shrimp's left in the marsh. And you're going to find those fish at the mouth of any canal, any hole, just waiting for them. And there's going to be a mass migration of those shrimp coming out.
Darrell, you're talking about going up into the more protected marshes around Leeville and those areas there. Is there anybody still duck hunting in those areas? You know, this is opening day of the duck season. Do the fishermen in that area need to watch out for duck hunters set up in their ponds?
There's a few. And, of course, every now and then you still, you know, I mean, there's so little land left that a lot of these people have stopped what they're worried about, oh, you trespassing kind of thing. And, of course, there's no ducks. There's a few duck hunters, but no, I mean, it really hasn't been an issue. I think they've rebuilt three or four of those marsh camps, and that's about it. There's a couple of spots that are what we call hot spots. You got to kind of stay away from up around that Golden Meadow area. But, yeah, it really hasn't been all that bad.
Got it. Darrell, somebody wants to get in touch with you for either information about Grand Isle or to book a trip with you. Tell them the best ways to get you.
Well, they can find me on your website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find us at realscreamers.com. Or, like we say every week, just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
How's the bookings look for the winter?
Almost non-existent.
Plenty openings, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's industry-wide. So, I mean, it's really been, this economy has treated us very poorly.
Well, hopefully what happened earlier this week will change that.
It did my retirement a lot of good, I can tell you that.
Yes, it did. A lot of people's. Darrell, always a pleasure. Thanks for the report each and every week, and we'll catch up with you next week, hopefully under some less windy conditions.
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
All righty. Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, when we come back, you're going to hear a song called I Wanna Hunt from a very young singer named Emmy. And you'll hear from her a little bit later on in the next hour. We're also going to get some in-the-blind duck hunting reports from Mike Smith and Ryan Lambert there, and a couple of the what has been forecast as some of the best areas among one of the worst seasons, opening days, populations of ducks we've seen. That would be Mike Smith and Delacroix, Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. And if you're going to be putting a kayak in the water for either fishing or hunting, we got him. He's known by many names, but we call him Captain Merrick, and he'll be with us for the Paddler's Report. All that coming up right after the top of the hour break, and you're listening to it here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque. Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Network. And welcome into the second hour of our program. Glad to have you with us this morning. Got lots of fishing and some in-the-blind duck hunting reports coming up. But right now, I want to let you listen to a song by Emmy Vallo called I Wanna Hunt, who you'll be hearing from her a little bit later on. Here's a song now.
Now, Papa, I know I'm a girl, but you took Johnny hunting, and I can shoot as good as him.
I wanna hunt, H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot a whitetail from a tree. Papa, will you take me? I wanna hunt. I like deer sausage, put it in a hot dog bun. Put a little mustard on it, yum yum. I don't care if it's a doe or a buck. If they get near my tree stand, they're out of luck. I wanna hunt, H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot a whitetail from a tree. Papa, will you take me? And Papa, when we're through, I wanna go fishing too. Catch a big mouth bass or a sockeye. To heck with school, let's do this every day. Papa, I need you to hear me through. Hunting will make me grow up just like you. I wanna hunt, H-U-N-T. I wanna shoot a whitetail from the tree. Papa, will you take me? And Papa, when we're through, I wanna go fishing too. I wanna hunt.
Turkey is so fat and delicious.
And that is young Emmy Vallo, who you will hear from a little bit later on the program, and we'll talk to her about her love for hunting and also performing as an actress and singer. All that's coming up. Plus, let me get to some of your text messages here. We got the River Rat. He's listening in Arizona. Here's a good tip, too, from Dr. Dan. He says he vacuum seals a set of extra-large clothes, including some light rain gear, puts it on the bottom of the storage bin in the boat. They stay dry forever. It doesn't take up much space. Haven't needed them yet, but I know the day is coming. Let's hope it doesn't, but glad to hear you be prepared. That can really save your day and possibly, you know, in inclement, really cold weather, your life. All right, we got Jay Bull, one of our regulars, checking in from the Duck Capital. The Steel Man is absent on the prowl for a wife at LSU tailgate. Well, I guess if you're prowling for a wife, that might be a good place to put your lures out. Anyway, they got Delcrum shrimp and Barataria oysters on the menu for tonight. Hopefully the Crown helps us shoot straight this morning. Big Burr is in full guide mode, working hard. Well, I don't know. Crown usually works in the opposite fashion. And here's one, good morning, Don. Are black drums still 16-inch minimum? That's Ben from Mississippi. Yes, they are. Did not change from the redfish. Only the redfish changed. We'll see. Here's whatever happened with the pogey boat situation. Congrats on the Coastal Restoration Fund amendment passing. Yes, the offshore royalty money will be dedicated to coastal restoration. And to kind of update you on that Poggi situation. It's not definite effective, but it's trending that way, that the new regulations that went into effect this past Poggi season, approving a half-mile buffer, and in fact it extended it between 1 and 3 miles in some very sensitive areas, it has actually shown that there has been a 26% reduction on the annual average of the number of fish spilled to date. So initially, the new regulations appear to be working. I don't see why they wouldn't continue to work, and that would be a very positive trend. All right, we also have this one in from Old Man Sam. He says his one-eyed dog, his old one-eyed dog, was a carbide lamp. I doubt seriously there's many people remember those. Have a great one. I do remember it, Old Man Sam. I remember when I used a carbide lamp, it was making the transition into the newer battery-powered, they weren't the digital yet with the LED lights, but they were making the transition and carbides were going out. But I do remember them. If anybody does not remember them and want to know, I suggest you Google it, carbide, C-A-R-B-I-D-E, and you'll find out about it. All right, we're going to find out about some fishing in the Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne areas. We do that each and every week with Captain Mike Gallo. It's our Bone on the Bayou report, and it is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Now, some people say he was born on the Bayou, but if he wasn't, he spends an awful lot of time there. We're talking about Mike Gallo, and his reports are brought to you by Seato. You know them, the big yellow boats. They look like a big banana, but boy, it's the most welcome banana you'll ever see, because a lot of times they're on their way to rescue people. They free towing service 24/7. Expert service all over the country. They'll bring you fuel if you run short, jump start you for electrical problems, whatever it is you need to get you back to the stock safely, whatever time it is, 24/7. Seato, easy to become a member, and with the Christmas shopping holidays coming up, great gift for someone who's a boat owner. And you can do that by calling Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or simply go online at seato.com. It's $249 for a whole year, and then from then on they can renew it, or you can renew it for them. Seato, get yourself some. All right, Mike Gallo joins us now. And Captain Mike, what are your plans on what appears to be a high water breezy kind of day out there?
Well, I tell you, Don, I had my group from Tennessee that was scheduled to come down and fish Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with me, and they generally travel on Thursday. So we had to make the decision Wednesday evening whether or not it looked like this weekend was a go. And on Wednesday evening, the forecast was not very promising for this area, so they elected to reschedule, and I get to spend time with my lovely wife today.
Boy, what a break for her, huh? Gee, Jacqueline has never been so lucky. Hey, well, what do you think? Did they make the right call or not?
Well, it's a group of four, and some of them don't care what they catch, and the other two would like to go to the marsh and catch redfish. So crossing Lake Bourne in this type of wind and having that much high water would really be a challenge, not only in navigating to get to the Biloxi Marsh, but once you got there, that high water is going to really have those redfish scattered and back up in that grass where they're hard to get to. So I've been fishing with this fellow for going on 20 years, so he sort of knows the routine. If it's bad weather, just reschedule.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure dealing with as many customers as you do, a lot of people are scratching their heads, and it's, is it a go, is it a no? And I guess it all depends on the customer, their situation, the circumstances. You know, you can, in most conditions, even if it's bad, you can scratch out a few fish. And I guess it boils down to how bad they want to go fish. You know, sometimes you get groups together, and it may never be able to be put together again. They say, we're gone no matter what. And then you got other people, like your customers, that, you know, their time is a little bit more available, and they can fish on more preferred days, and they'll have a tendency to put it off. So it all goes into the thinking and the mentality, but some people would be out and some would not. And, you know, but I know one thing, you got a fish, no pay guarantee, so that's always a good thing.
Well, you know, they, like I said, they have been fishing with us for over 15 years, and he comes 3 or 4 times a year. So he knows the routine. And, you know, I used to think many, many years ago when I first started, I hated to cancel a trip because personally I never wanted to cancel a trip. But you realize over time that the customer appreciates you not taking them out there when it's going to be less than ideal conditions. So it actually works in your favor if you'll, you know, share that with them, lay the cards on the table. You all sort of come to a conclusion together, what can be done, what can be done safely. And most of the time they'll side with you since you're out there so much more often than they are.
Yeah. Well, I've had instances where people have contacted me to complain about particular guides, and then when I talk to the guide, it's always, you know, there's two sides to every story where, you know, they pushed and pushed and said, well, what do you think? And he said, well, it's going to be difficult if we go. And they decide to go, and they don't catch any fish, and they come back and they blame the guide. You know, that that happens on occasion, too. So, anyway, what would you suggest if somebody's headed out there today, given the conditions you're looking at, and if they got to go and it's their day to go, what would you tell them to do?
Well, I tell you, Don, the high water actually works to our benefit because it stays cleaner in the high winds. So we did make several trips this week, had a couple of large groups, and really lots of fish coming back to the cleaning tables. We had a group of 10, went out in three boats, and they came back with close to 200 fish. So there's fish out there. It's just a matter of, it's kind of like Darrell Carpenter said, do a lot of moving. I'd made some trips myself. I had a special guest that wanted me to tell you hello. He said, how's Don doing? I hadn't seen Don in a long time. I said, oh, I talk to him occasionally. And he said, you make sure and tell Don I said hello next time you see him. That was Senator John Kennedy. I got a chance to fish with him on Thursday. He's taking a break, I guess, from all the campaigning. And he really loves our marsh.
Wow, if I were you, I would pay him to come on my boat just to hear him. he's a friend, and when I've done fill-in shows and do political talk, he's always one of my go-to guys. I think he's a real asset to the state, Senator John Kennedy. How's he a fisherman? Did you catch any fish?
We did catch some fish. We bounced around quite a bit. My hope was to get him to the Biloxi Marsh because I really felt like we could have caught 30 to 40 fish in one spot. And the weather would not allow us to do that. So we bounced around a lot of the protected water right in the Wrigley's area. We fished in Lake Catherine Pass. We fished in Miller's Bayou. We fished along the bypass canal. And we did well. We caught some redfish. We caught a good-sized sheephead. We had quite a few speckled trout. We caught a few white trout mixed in with them. So it was a good time. He was really just wanting to get away and kind of relax. We told some Boudreaux Thibodeau jokes. So we had a good time. I fished with him the December after Katrina 18 years ago.
Wow.
And I told him, I said, John, if you wait another 18 years, I'm probably going to be hot.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and glad y'all had a good time together. And conversely, I had a couple people wanted me to tell you hello. One of my neighbors, Bob Bergeron, said he hadn't fished with you in a while. And another friend named Rich, who's going to be calling you pretty soon, he wants to take his son fishing, said he was going to go with you.
Well, good. We'll be happy to accommodate everybody. But now to get back to our fishing report, there is lots of clean water up and down the intercoastal waterway, and your other field reporters were dead on. You look for those current lines where you have a small bayou emptying into, say, the intercoastal waterway or any of those other bayous that I mentioned. Position yourself where you can fish in that bayou where water's running out into the main bayou and along the ledge. Those fish love to fish, hang out around ledges. We've been fishing drop shots with either plastic or Wrigley's live shrimp. And those have been successful. It's a matter of sticking and moving. And you can sort of feel it. You pull up, and obviously when you pull up with the boat and get the anchor set, you make a little noise. So the fish may be a little skittish for 10 minutes or so. But after you've been there 10 minutes, maybe you start catching few, and you just sort of take the temperature of what's going on. Are you catching a keeper every 10 minutes? Or every 30 minutes. And if you want to stay every 30 minutes, catch two an hour, that's your decision. Catching one every 10 minutes, that's a keeper. That's not such a bad ratio in the type of conditions that we had this week with the high winds. But then you might catch four or five, six or eight, whatever the number happens to be, And then you go, say, 30 minutes without anything going in the box. And you say, well, let's give it another 10 minutes. If we don't put anything in the box, we're going to move. And then, of course, you look for a similar setup. Another bayou emptying into a main bayou, put you back to the wind where it's easy to cast, and just sort of rinse and repeat over and over and over. And before you know it, you got a decent box of fish.
Good strategy.
Several times. Yeah.
Good
yeah.
strategy.
And several times on the way home, we would be hugging the eastern shoreline of Lake Pontchartrain to stay out of the rough water, and we'd see birds, and those birds are generally hovering over bull reds, and it's fun to catch the bull red, catch a nice bull, take a picture, revive them, and release them.
All sounds good. AAofLA.com, or you can find him on my site if you go there, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give him that telephone number, Mike, if they want to give you a call.
You can reach me at 985-781-7811.
Except for today, you'll be giving Miss Jacqueline your undivided attention, I'm sure.
Oh, of course.
But you can leave a message, and he'll call you back. All right, there he goes. Mike Gallo, never a bad hair day. See you soon, Mike. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Don.
All right, Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures. All right, we come back after this. Paddler's Report time. They call him Raccoon Feet. They call him Dirty. I call him Captain Quint because he's a lookalike. And he also does Fat Boy Approve menu items. He also does paddling charters. He's Captain Eric Mahabarak. He's got a report for you next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Radio Network. And our Paddler's Report is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, where they heard you and they're going to oblige. Tackle Tuesday is going to be a weekly recurring sale at No Wake Outfitters. You visit them every Tuesday and you can see their selection of conventional tackle, rods, and reels with new store hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at No Wake Outfitters. They're Louisiana's premier kayak store and fly shop. So for all your on-water needs, whether it's paddle in hand or on the fly, visit No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and 6 and Tuesday. Those hours are 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Captain Eric joins us now, and Eric, boy, had 31 anglers qualified and participated in that Hobie qualifier. They were fishing for three trout, two reds, and a flounder, and the total amount of inches is how the winners were determined. How did it turn out?
Man, it was awesome. It's actually the Bayou Coast Championship. The Hobie qualifier was falling tide.
I got them reversed. Go ahead.
Hey, I do the same. It turned out really good. Actually, I'm going to say this and not to insult him in any way, but one of our senior anglers, he's over 65, Butch Ridgedale, you might have heard the name before, he's an excellent fisherman, ended up taking first place with 117 inches, and that's three trout, two reds, one flounder to make that length. And then second place was actually a tie, which put Kelly Mayhew, I believe is the way you say his name, at 110 inches, and Aaron Clay, our friend from Mississippi, comes over and fishes with us. He's another excellent fisherman I know personally. They came both in at 110 inches and had a tiebreaker, and according to how the photos worked in the lineup, Kelly folded off by entering his fish before Aaron did. But two good anglers there. Seems as if the redfish were everywhere. The bigger trout were hard to find for the guys. It sounded like a good time they had by all. But congratulations to old Butch out there. I know he's happy.
Good congratulations to him. All right, so Empire's got some good stuff going on for the kayakers on Highway 23, correct?
Yeah, well, you go to Ponderosa. No, I'm just kidding. You know, the fishing's been really good, too. I can't get out of them oysters, Don. Glenn got me hungry this morning. Yeah, the fishing's been really good. Go out and hit that rock wall going, you know how the locks go, and they got that rocks going out. Man, they loaded up with sheephead out there, got a few reds hanging along there, and some trout. The way I found that is when the wind was blowing, I had to fish somewhere, and it got caught up and ended up going that way. But there's quite a few sheephead. I'd get some live shrimp or some baby crabs, some fiddlers or something, and go pop them rocks if y'all wanted to get some sheephead and a few trout and reds. Other than that, Don, they got, the fish has been really good. Burris, it's fallen into the winter pattern. Everything's starting to move back in and stuff, and the other guys would say the same thing. But there have been some real nice fish being caught.
Very good. I understand your report includes a little push for Pensacola. They're catching some Spanish and some Pompano, and also Blackfin, and even from the kayak Blackfin report, and then also some King Mackerel, too, and the Mississippi coast, where I'm headed this weekend to do some floundering over there by Gulfport. I hope the winds lay down a little bit to allow us to do that. And you got a last bit of advice, too, about PFDs and for duck hunting and kayakers, huh?
Yeah, Don. Well, with these high winds that are coming in, the water's high and stuff like that, always wear your PFDs. It doesn't matter if it's calm day or not. But look, ladies and gentlemen, just stay out of the duck hunters' ponds. These guys, spend a lot of money. They're only there for a couple months or so, whatever, how long duck hunting season is. And, let them have their fun, man. Don't go in there and, like, if you see a bunch of ducks just sitting in a pond and you pull in, evidently, it's not a bunch of ducks, it's decoys. And I know that sounds crazy for me saying that, but I've actually seen people go into the duck ponds with the decoys after me. And, of course, the duck hunters get upset. So, maybe like some of the guys say, hey, start a little bit later, 9, 10 o'clock, something like that. You can get out. Or just don't go into the ponds till that time. Fish the main canals and the cuts and the bayous and, fish the turns and stuff like that where you'll catch fish this time of year. You don't have to go up in the ponds to necessarily catch them. I mean, they're there, but they're also there along the main channels. Go fish some oyster reefs along Grand Bayou and stuff. You'd be all right,
Very good advice. Eric, some other advice? How do they get you if they want to book a kayak trip, which is unusual? Not many professional kayak charter businesses around, but you're one of them. Tell them how to get you.
Yeah. They can get in touch with me through you, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or they can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram. That's the Louisiana Kayak Company. Or shoot me a text or call at 504-313-8292.
All right, my friend. We'll catch up with you next time. Stay out of trouble.
All right, Don. Have a good one, man. I'm going to crank my green egg.
Get your Boston butt. Do it.
That's what I'm doing.
All right. There he goes, Captain Merrick. All right, we come back after this. We're going to take you into one of the duck blinds of Delacro. It belongs to Captain Mike Smith, Louisiana LaDuckHunts.com, LaDuckHunts.com for the shortcut. His report's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, got a lot of questions coming in on the text message board. I'm not going to be able to get to those this morning, but I will address those next week for those of you who sent those questions in, because we got to get some hunting reports. In fact, I'm hearing from Mike Benge. He's got a lot of hunters out. Early shooting, water's high. They have 8 blue-winged teal. Maybe they should have a few more. I know about that. Mostly blue wings, whistling ducks, and model ducks that you can't shoot, and a few grays. That's from Mike Benz, Delacro Corporation. Mike Smith is not far from him, and right after this 10-second pause, we'll find out what's going on in his duck blind. But first, we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And from the studio here at St. Hubert's Cathedral to the marshes of Delacro Island, we go to Mike Smith's duck hunting blind. And Mike, you heard Mike Benge's report on blue-winged teal and seeing a lot of whistlers, ducks, and some models. How's it been for you guys so far? It's early in the morning, by the way.
And fantastic. Wait. Take them. Oh, yeah. I think that's number 16.
Wow. You guys got
every time you call, hey, for the last few years, every time you call, we got ducks coming in.
I told you that. We attract them. All this talk brings the ducks in, you know.
That's it.
That's good. What kind of ducks are y'all shooting? Mostly teal?
Yeah, mostly teal. We got blue-winged teal. We got wood ducks. We have gray ducks.
Wow, that's a pretty good little mix. You know, the flyover report said you guys were one of the hot spots. Delacro, mouth of the river. Boy, we're hearing some good action this morning, man.
What did the flyover report say? I tried to look for it. I couldn't find it.
It said Delacro was one of the hot spots, that the marshes were in good shape. And the total count statewide is way down, but you are in one of the hot spots.
Yep. Yeah, we're in a hot spot, all right. I got my two brothers hunting about a half a mile from me, and they burning their barrels off too.
Well, good. I hope it stays that way. Doesn't seem like that high water's hurting you guys too bad, huh?
No, I have so much widgeon grass. I haven't had widgeon grass in the leases, and I can't remember when. And it's still a surface, even with the high water. So when we came in here, we raised ducks out the decoys because I put out the decoys last night, and they trickling back.
Well, you gotta have food for them. I'm glad y'all having such a great hunt. I hope it continues throughout this first split. And, you know, you guys stay safe out there. And if somebody wants to get you, how's the bookings looking for the first and second and third splits? Well, they're still shooting them up down there.
Hold on one second. Oh, God, dog it. That's a cripple. Yeah, there it goes.
Oh, man. You're getting a lot of action.
Anyway, I am booked up completely, but I have room with my other guys.
Okay. So tell them how to get you.
504-228-4506, LADuckHunts.com.
Easy enough, LADuckHunts.com. All right, Michael, y'all enjoy your hunt. Glad y'all having such good success, and hopefully it continues throughout the next two splits.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you in November.
Yes, sir.
Before Thanksgiving.
I got it on my calendar. Ooh, we'll see you.
We got two pintail coming in.
Let's see what happens.
Get him! Hey! Hey, whistlers. Yeah. Wait. Get him!
Oh, man. What fun. What fun, huh?
Come on, man. I gotta go make a body count.
We're going to leave you. Go get him. Go pick him up. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Mike Smith. We'll be talking to him throughout the season. All right. Coming up next, we go across the river from Delacro down to Plaquemines Parish, and we're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. He may be hunting in Plaquemines. I don't know what's – I'm sure he's on the east side of the river. That's probably Plaquemines Parish. We'll check out what's going on with him right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And I got a text message in that says those ducks were falling to Mike Smith's crew like states for Trump in great numbers. Boy, they were shooting them up. Ryan, I got to tell you, I just got off the phone with Captain Mike Smith. He's not hunting far from your place over in Delacro, as the pintail flies is not far at all. And man, they were having one heck of a hunt. A wide variety and lots of action. What's going on over there by you?
The boys are doing good. Manuel had 3 pintails and 4 teal last time I talked to him, and tons of pintails, tons of teal. So I don't know, just They're seeing a few grays, a few divers. So there's a variety. You know, I haven't talked to everybody yet. They don't want to answer the phone. They're too busy shooting. But there's been a lot of shooting over there, an awful lot.
Yeah, well, the pintails are up almost 10% over the long-term average. They're up 45% over last year. So this could be the year of the pintail and the flyover report. Flyover report I got in late last night was that you were in a hot spot. You and Delacro, those seem to – most of the whole coastal area is in good shape, you know, with the SAV, the vegetation, but just no lack of birds in most areas except for those two spots.
Huh, I wonder why. I'm not complaining.
The food.
But, you know, it's all about having that river running over there, because if you go on the other side of the river, you know, there's nothing. There's just no food, no – you gotta have that fresh water to grow aquatic vegetation. So, I don't know, buddy. It's last year we had tons of pintails, and you could kill one of them, and then you watch them, just hundreds of them pouring in. And it's going to be like that. It's going to be worse this year or better. I don't know how you figure it. You can only kill one of them, so you know, just take your time and make sure you get a male, and you know, don't hurry up and try to shoot them just because you know they're there the first time, because we're gonna have a lot of pintails and a lot of green wings down already. That's unusual. They early, mm-hmm. You know. Usually you have blue wings first, and then the green wings will come with some cold fronts. But we're already having green wings. The fishing is off the charts. We got a little rise coming in the river. It's gonna go to 4.9 on the 18th, and that's pushing it really close to getting the fish out of the river. Just depends on if it gets dirty or not. You know what? It's a little slug. It's going to come through and it's going to drop right back out. So we'll see.
So
the fishing has been good, east side, west side.
So some of your trips today are both cast and blast?
Oh, yeah. It's always like that. You know, we canceled an awful lot because of the hurricane. As soon as you see a hurricane, I canceled a lot. 4 days of full bookings gone. It's the third time this year with hurricanes that never came.
Yep.
So it is what it is. You know, it's the nature of this business. But we'll pick back up hard on Tuesday, I think. Monday night and Tuesday we'll pick up, and we'll have 30 people for the remainder of the month. So it'll be busy.
Yeah. What side has the fishing been best on?
90% of the guys are going on the east. But the west, the trout are bigger on the west and down the river. They're nicer. There's a lot of 13 to 15 inch trout on the east. In the west, you got a lot of 18, 19s, and down the river, you have a lot of that, and, you know, catching some good ones as well that you have to turn loose, you know. But it's awful good. The redfish have been funky. I mean, normally, I've never seen where they can't go out and catch a limit of reds in the last 10 years. They just don't go out there and just, like, blindfold it and catch them. And they've been funky lately. They never got in the river good. I don't understand it quite what it is. But I went down river the other day and I caught them good. So you never know. They move around a lot. So a lot of small reds, which is good. A lot of 15, 16 inch reds, which is really good for what's coming at us, because there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I saw. It's
only gonna get better.
I saw Captain Marty caught a huge bull red for catch and release down there.
That was a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she let me know about it right away. She said, look at this one. She's having a good time with it, but she still likes that offshore. Man, I don't get it, but she's got a thing with those big fish, but she's enjoying it. She's here making some money and doing good, so
that's
all that matters. You know, I have her and Tori. I got, you know, and then Sarah will be back next week. So I have all three of my girls back. You know, it's good to have girl guides. It just adds a little something to the mix. I like it.
Very good. Well, if somebody wants to get in on some of that fun y'all having down there, to give them that telephone number. They can always get you.
Yeah, they can call me direct at 504-559-5111, or just go to the website at CajunFishingAdventures.com, and we'll hook them up.
All right. Have a great trip this afternoon. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, buddy. We'll see you then.
All right. Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the plastic man. Guy just don't like to fish with live or dead bait. He likes the plastic stuff. All right. Coming back after this, you're going to hear from that young lady whose song you heard earlier. Her name is Emmy Vallow, and her song was I Wanna Hunt, and you're going to hear all about her career aspirations for both hunting, acting, and singing. She's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Now, Papa, I know I'm a girl, but you took Johnny hunting, and I can shoot as good as him.
I wanna hunt.
H-U-N-T. I want to shoot a whitetail from a tree.
All right, you've heard the song, and now you're going to hear from the artist you hear performing that. Her name is Emmy Talavallo, and she joins us now. Good morning, Emmy. How you doing?
Good. Hi, Mr. Don.
Hey, glad you got up early to join us. Hey, listen, tell us about that song. Who wrote that song and who recorded it, helped you record it?
Mr. Zapardo.
Yeah, Dr. Zapardo.
Oh, and TJ.
And TJ. Boy, they did a great job. Our listeners are really enjoying it, and I'm enjoying it too. And thank you for sharing it with us so we can listen to us. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. How old are you, Emmy?
I am 9 years old. I will be turning 10 March 24th. So in about, 4 years, I love to sing.
4 months.
I mean 4 months, not 4 years. So I love to sing. I love fishing. I love to act.
What grade are you in?
To be in the theater.
What grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Hammond Westside Montessori.
Very good. Tell me about your acting experience. I hear you're an actress.
Oh, well, my grandma, she owns 12 Light Theater, and I have done so many plays there. I've been doing plays since I was at least like a year and a half years old, and I don't know how to describe it. I just love it.
Wow. What's your boyfriend's name?
I don't have one.
You don't have a boyfriend? Uh-oh, we got a bachelorette here. After this, you may be getting some phone calls from some of those little guys in your school.
So they'll have to answer
to
mama and her
dad. Oh, yeah, they'll have to answer to mama.
Oh, there you go. Understand. All right, so you're into acting, you're into singing, obviously, and you like hunting and fishing. You're a pretty busy gal, huh?
Yeah. Every day after school, I always have something to do.
And what's a
of
those...
Oh, yeah, and...
Go ahead.
Oh, and I have gymnastics, and I do a bunch of classes at Swamp Light Theater. We do classes, we do shows, we do summer camps, all that stuff.
Wow. Gymnastics, what's your favorite gymnastic? I guess you call it a discipline. Which event do you like the best?
Vault,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
I had a couple of LSU gymnasts. We took them on a fishing trip because they like to fish too. And, So what do you think? Where's this going to lead? Are you going to be a singer? Are you going to be an actress? Are you going to be a hunter, fisherwoman? What's your career? Have you decided yet? Or are you going to try to do it all?
I don't know, but I'm still thinking about it. I'm trying to decide what I want because they're all good things.
It's just so hard. What is it that makes you want to hunt? What is it that stimulated and motivated you to take an interest in hunting?
Well, actually, I've never been hunting, but I have been fishing. And the last fish that I caught was a rainbow trout.
Wow, those are beautiful fish, beautiful fish.
Mm-hmm, and they taste really good.
Yeah. So what do you think the chances are that you're going to get to make a deer hunt now that you recorded the song?
I think they're really, really high. I think my granddaddy's going to go and take me hunting.
Well, let's
go and take me hunting.
Well, let's hope he does. Okay, so you're singing, you're acting, you're doing gymnastics, you're going to be doing hunting and fishing. Boy, you got a busy future ahead of you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You might not have time for that boyfriend, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's going to be your next song? Do we have an encore we can look forward to that you'll be recording? What are you working on?
You have a song called...
The first song that I actually recorded, it's called I Hate Homework, and it has a music video to it, and it's on YouTube and Vimeo.
I've seen that, I Hate Homework. Well, if somebody wants to listen to your song or get copies of it, how do they do that?
They're on all the streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music and all that.
Should they put your name in or the song's name or either one?
think the song's name.
Yeah, the song's name.
But the song, I Want to Hunt and I Hate Homework. That's a good combination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people would agree with you, I'm sure. Well, Emmy, it's been so nice meeting you and talking with you and listening to your song. I wish the best for you and all your activities, your gymnastics, your acting, your singing career, your hunting, your fishing, and maybe you can squeeze a boyfriend in there. We'll never know, but you got to let me know.
Maybe.
Maybe. You sound like a woman to me. Emmy, thanks so much, and thanks to Dr. Z and TJ and your mom, Kaylin, and for getting you on and letting us hear that song. We really appreciate it. And when you bag that first deer, I want you to call me now. Let me know. Send me a picture.
Okay. Oh, and shout out to Bear Sounds in Ponchatoula. They were. That's where. That's where I recorded the music video.
Very good.
The song.
Well, they did a great job. Thanks again, Emmy. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. And there she is, and there she goes, Emmy Taylor Vella. What a young lady, 9 years old, and going on 21, huh? All right, thanks to her, and thanks to you for listening. We hope you'll be back again to join us each and every Saturday morning. We do this for 2 hours. It's our little journey into the great outdoors, and we love to do it and love having you with us. So be with us next week for The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.